This segment, folks, is brought to us by the Dallas Safari Club, Crockett's Family Resort on Houston County Lake down in East Texas, and Pro Angler Tackle. Well, folks, in today's show, we have talked with Mr. Wysoon. He's coming to us from his campfire down at Brenham. And we talked with Seth Vanover about some crappie fishing. Our next guest is Mr. Tim Wilson. We're going to talk about hog trapping. Now, Tim has a company. It's called C&W Hog Traps, and it's the round-type trap. And I think if you have hogs on your place, or maybe you want to catch some hogs to sell for meat or whatever, you might learn something. Tim, thank you, sir, for spending some time with us.
Yes, sir.
You know, hogs, we've got them here in Texas, no doubt. I wrote a book, just for trivia's sake, on hog hunting. I'm an amateur trapper. You'd get a laugh out of the trap I use. It's actually an aluminum trap, weighs 53 pounds, and it's not a big trap. I catch one hog at a time, you know, so I'm not really putting a dent in them. But these traps, describe them to us, Tim. They're round, and I know a lot of our listeners know the style probably, but in my opinion, they're the most lethal trap there is, because a hog can see all the way across, can't they?
Right, right. It being up off the ground 36 inches, they really don't think it's a trap until it's too late.
Yeah, they can see the other side, clear woods,
right,
or whatever, right?
Right? Uh-huh. And what you'll catch in it, you know, is big groups of hogs. You'll catch those old long-nosed sows that nobody ever sees.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I said, they don't think it's a trap. They just march off in there.
Yeah, well, the premise of it makes sense. Now, I would never catch a hog like that in my – I've got this little trap. It's lethal for small, dumb hogs, put it that way. But I have – one time, this thing must be about 6 foot long by, 38 inches wide or something. Guillotine door on it, just your old style. I walked up, I had it set, baited, and there was something big. This was 2 or 3 years ago. That trap, I said, where is my trap? And I had it T-post and a sapling over the top to hold it down. And the top of that aluminum bars on that thing, Tim, was pushed up. There must have been a big hog got in there. Because he had to push up with his head, I guess, to push those bars up, you know.
Right.
But, yeah, your trap is tailor-made for catching hogs like that. You set it up, and it doesn't take long to set one up, does it?
No, it takes, this trap is 12 foot in diameter. Some people that don't have one think that's too small, but it's not. I mean, I catch in the 20s all the time. And this trap is just 5 foot tall, but up at the top, we came in 7 inches and put another rail all the way around where the big hogs can't crawl out. I don't know how many I've caught in traps that are mine and the ones I manage, probably close to 3,000 hogs. I've seen one hog jump out.
So
one out of that many.
Well, that says a lot.
He was just lucky is all he was.
He got his foot just right on that wire or whatever and jumped.
Well, you know what he did? He ran at it like a deer. He didn't. Normally a hog will stand up on the side of the trap, squat, and jump straight up.
Yep.
Well, he backed off to the other side of the trap and run at it, and I didn't move. He was coming toward me. I didn't move. I'm like, he can't jump out. Well, he cleared it right in my face.
Oh, man.
And when he got up off the ground on the other side, he proceeded to take me off top of that trap.
Now, make sure you were on the side that he jumped, that he cleared the fence on.
He jumped right in my face. And I didn't move till I seen he had cleared it.
I bet that was a sight to see a hog. I mean, he used his hams, his back legs, to leap up in the air.
Out of it.
Wow, never seen a hog do that.
Oh, I hadn't either, but I know now.
Yeah. Folks, we're visiting with Mr. Tim Wilson here with C&W Hog Traps, and we're talking about trapping hogs, a topic that I know rings true to a lot of you folks that's got hogs tearing up your property and everything else. So it's let's do this, Tim. Let's leave the website now, and then we'll leave it again. I want people to actually look at these traps and see what they look like. How do they see them online?
They can go to C&W Hog Traps and pull it up, and there's a good picture of the trap. There's a picture, several pictures of lots of hogs in the trap, and those are not fake pictures. They're true.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
And one thing that may set my trap apart from a lot of them is that you can use the electronics to close it, like the big high-dollar traps, but you don't have to. I came up with a deal called a trip stick that is in the very middle of the pen, and the tripping mechanism is in the middle overhead. And you set this trip stick pretty hard. Hard to trip.
Mm-hmm.
And it pretty well has to be a bunch of them in there to get it tripped. And like I say, catching in the 20s, that's quite often. Really, people ask me, how many can you catch in it? And the best answer I have is however many's in that bunch.
That'll fit in there, right? Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. And this trap is very easy to move. You can stand it up, roll it up on a flatbed trailer, and away you go with it. I move them by myself all the time. Takes me about 15 minutes to load one.
Yes, sir. Now, when you pull up, you've got a spot that you want to set it where you know hogs are coming. Roll it off the trailer. Now, is it winches up? I mean, there's a lot of weight there. I know, you know, if you take that circle there with all that steel in it, mm-hmm. how do you crank it up on a winch to get it?
Yeah, well, what you do, you roll it off the trailer and you turn it over. One man can turn it over. And then you've got it on the ground now. You hook your winch cables up and you winch it up to the desired height. It'll go up to 36 inches. But I have to put mine where there's a lot of cows and calves. And in that case, I'll just pick it up about 26 inches.
Mm-hmm.
And those hogs will still go under, but maybe the calves will stay out of it.
Yes, I got you. Yeah.
You know, hogs have been crawling under a barbed wire fence all their life. They don't mind stooping down to get in.
Uh-huh. Yep.
And, you know, I do put a camera on all my traps so I don't have to drive to an empty trap every day. But
yep.
And that way, when I get up in the mornings, I know where I've got to go pick up hogs. And the camera's not necessary, but it's just quite nice to have.
You bet. Now, the electronic remote control app on your cell phone, I mean, you can work them like that, but this trigger that you talked about, I mean, it takes a lot of the potential problems out. I mean, that's kind of what we might say, the way that there's a actual trigger that the hogs hit, right?
Right.
That make it fall. Now, that's more
right.
of something that I could work with, I do believe, you know. But so you'll have a camera there with a remote control capabilities, of course,
mm-hmm.
and you'll see. You can check the camera, but the camera doesn't, I mean, there's no remote tripping of the thing electronically with an app on your cell phone. It strictly works on a trigger, right?
Right.
I like
unless
that.
Unless you want to put the electronics
uh-huh.
on it,
yeah.
You can do it either way.
Yeah.
Either way. Personally, I like the trip stick better.
I think I would too, Tim. Of course, you have to understand my trapping, I might catch five or six eater hogs. I love to make sausage, and I even cure the back straps and the hams and make ham out of.
Yes,
people ask me, are wild hogs, excuse me, are they good to eat? I always say, well, if you were going to go buy a hog to eat at the sales barn, would you pick the oldest, thinnest boar that you could find? Or, you know, that kind of answers that question. So,
right.
In my opinion, all wild hogs are all hogs in general are not good to eat. But no, I do. I make a lot of sausage, and I just love to hunt them, you know. And but also, I know they have to be controlled. And in my opinion, I'm old school. I was raised in the country. My dad raised hogs,
8 or 10 a year to butcher, and he'd sell a few. But, Tim, I mean, hogs were a commodity, and it's hard for me to look at a hog as vermin the way a lot of people do this day and time. They're a valuable commodity. If they're trapped and, you know, trappers sell them, and they wind up in as human food. Some of them can become dog food. There's companies that do that. So to me, it's a shame to waste them. And trapping is a good way to put them to use, in my opinion. You know,
right. Yep. You know, a lot of people like to shoot them, and that's fine. But if you're pretty lucky, you might kill two in a setting.
There you go.
Or you set that trap out there and bait it up good, you might catch 22.
Exactly. Yep.
You know, if you're trying to control them, there's a difference.
Mate, I love to hunt hogs with a bow, with a rifle, a night vision thing. I love to hunt them. But for controlling them, you're exactly right. Well, Tim, thank you a lot for, you know, talking hog trapping with us. C&W Hog Traps, I guess, on Facebook. Do you have a deal on Facebook?
It is on Facebook under Tim Wilson, C&W Traps.
Tim Wilson, C&W Traps. Okay, they can like that and follow you on Facebook. Or go online to, I guess, how does that website?
CW? It's C&W Traps. Mm-hmm. That's a hog trap. That's a hog trap.
Okay. So that's a hog trap. In other words, the website is www.thatsahogtrap.com.
Well, if you pull it up on online, just punch in C&W Traps.
Okay. It'll get you there. Okay.
It'll get
you. Well, Tim, leave a number with us in case somebody's like to learn more about them.
Okay. My personal cell phone is 979-421-2493.
All right.
Well, and Tim, office is open 7 days a week.
Well, thank you a lot. We'll get you back and talk some more trapping for much longer. How about it?
Well, I enjoyed it.
I knew you would. Thank you very much, buddy.
Thank you, sir.
If you're new to air gunning, I want to hook you up with Pyramid Air. Now, Pyramid Air is truly a one-stop shop for anything and everything that you would need related to air guns. Once on their website, you can search, research, make your order, and track your order all in one spot there on the website. Their staff is available to answer any and all questions. Let me give you the website. That's a good place for you to start. Just visit pyramidair.com, and that's spelled PYRAMYD air.com. And for any questions that you might have, here's the toll-free number, 888-262-4867.